is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 30th of May, 2017. The Lincoln Memorial was dedicated on this day in 1922. The architect Henry Bacon designed it to resemble the Parthenon. It has the Gettysburg Address on one wall and on the other the second inaugural address of Lincoln. There is a myth that the profile of Robert E. Lee appears in the locks of Lincoln's hair. The National Park Service says that is not true. It is true, however, that at the dedication in 1922, the audience was segregated, and the keynote speaker, Robert Moton, president of the Tuskegee Institute, an African-American, was not allowed to sit on the speaker's platform. It was on this day, 1849, Henry David Thoreau published himself his own book, A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers. It was his first book, an account of a two-week trip that he'd taken with his brother John 10 years before from Massachusetts to New Hampshire and back. The two brothers were very close. Henry was the introverted, studious one. John was more gregarious and fun-loving. John helped to pay his brother's tuition to Harvard. He helped Thoreau open his own school when he was fired from his teaching job because he objected to corporal punishment. A few years after their boat trip, John Thoreau died unexpectedly from tetanus. He died in his brother's arms, and Thoreau decided to seclude himself. He started building his cabin by the bank of Walden Pond, lived there for 2 years, and he completed the drafts of both A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers and a series of lectures that would eventually become his classic Walden. Since the book A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers was rejected, he was only able to publish it by paying for its printing from its sales. And 4 years later, after he paid off the printing debt, Thoreau wrote in his journal that his publisher had delivered the remaining unsold copies to his home. He said, "I have now a library of nearly 900 volumes, over 700 of which I wrote myself." Here's a poem for today by Ron Carlson, Baby. Oh, baby, I love you so much that I call you baby, even though you're 41 years old. Wait, I mean 42. But baby, oh, baby, you're my exhumation, my unmitigated intubation, my excoriating ablution, and the garnishment of all my mortal wages, my silver salver and my radish dish. There's some other stuff you are, baby, and only some of it has names. I've been exculpated by you for sure, and more than once, as you well know, for this is love in which we are amalgamated, nevermore to become visibly insinuated in our alloyship. Battlements will crumble, etc., baby, and whatnot, until infinity and infinity double meet at the corner of you and me streets in a town called, say, Hartburg or Hartsylvania or Babyville, because you're my baby, and probably if there was that town, you'd be mayor, baby, and baby, baby, you could appoint me poet laughing laureate. Poem by Ron Carlson, Baby, from his collection Room Service, published by Red Hen Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples, with print and marketing solutions designed to promote businesses, including business cards, presentations, large banners, and posters printed in-store or ordered online. Learn more at Staples and staples.com. Staples. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.